Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, right now, what you need to know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And now, look who's made it onto YouTube, Lindsay Baseball.
Oh, man.
How about that, Beto?
Let's go.
Lindsay, are you wearing a sweatshirt that says Harvard?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely am.
Nice.
Proud graduate of Harvard. Man, with honors.
Really?
You ever been there at Cap?
That's right.
Harvard?
Yeah.
One time, walk through, not long. How about you?
Yeah, I went to a wedding there once, took the campus tour. Beautiful, beautiful location. Cambridge.
Lindsay, any connection to Harvard?
Like I said, I'm a proud Harvard graduate, graduated with honors.
Yeah, her and Jeremy Lin, man, leave her alone.
From Harvard University in Boston?
That's correct.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Harvard, Harbor College, it's all the same, man.
Yeah, you know. By the way, I have two what you need to know. The first one being that the Cavs are...
Here we go. Cleveland alert.
That's
Cleveland
right.
Cleveland alert.
Cavs so far beating up on the Boston Celtics 21-15 over there in Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. Go Cavs.
Is that why it's on the TV here?
Yeah, big game.
I'm watching it.
It's on ESPN. So all of you haters who want to talk smack about my Cavs, take yourself a good look at this game tonight and watch a real basketball team.
Wow.
Nice. Lindsay was such a good mood. Now you're
double
coming strong.
H, the Hungarian
hey,
heat.
I tell no lies. I mean.
Oh, you went to Harvard, huh?
Right. Well, I tell no lies. That's not a lie.
That might be an exaggeration, but it's not a lie.
See, that's what I always say. Exaggerations, not lies.
I learned from
Lindsay.
The school of Cappy, you know? Yeah. Right. It's rubbing off on me.
Royce Tony says, Harvard High in Cleveland, Ohio. Is that where you went?
I don't know if there is a Harvard High in Cleveland, Ohio, but I'll have to check that out.
Let's go.
Anyway, so roughly 6 months after they made their L.A. debut, All Elite Wrestling is headed back to L.A. AEW, the Red Hot Professional Wrestling promotion, is making its highly anticipated return to L.A. for a live Dynamite and Rampage taping at the Kia Forum on Wednesday, January 11th. Tickets for the event went on sale today at AEWTix.com. That's T-I-X. Some of the biggest stars competing in AEW include Chris Jericho, who's a personal favorite of mine. Love Chris Jericho, Y2J. The World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry. Bryan Danielson. And the legendary Sting. Big favorite of Cappy's over there.
Well, how old is Sting now? Yes, I love Sting because Sting kind of bridges... Sting sort of bridges the gap.
He's at 70?
No, he's not 70.
He's got to be close to 70.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Listen, you had my favorites, Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, and then Sting, the Stinger, kind of took over like in the old WCW days.
Sting is 63, so I'm pretty close.
63 years old, still wrestling, huh?
Yep.
How old's Chris Jericho? He got to be in his mid-50s, I'll bet you.
I think he's like 52. Let me see. But he looks amazing for his age, you know?
What do you think, Beto? Any interest in AEW, Beto?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I thought you liked wrestling.
No. I mean, I respect it because out there, athletes are doing what you got to do, but I have no clue about anything you just said.
You don't know who Sting is?
I was going to say Roxanne, right?
You don't know who Chris Jericho is? He's 51, by the way, Cappy.
Nah, I don't know Jericho. I know the 619, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
I know the Latino Heat, Eddie Guerrero.
See, Eddie Guerrero. I love Eddie
Guerrero. And that's it. That's all I got for you, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be like me saying the only people I know is Goldberg.
Oh, that's bad, though, because Goldberg's not even, like, good.
I just didn't watch wrestling. The only time I would watch wrestling was when I was a little kid, when it was on Channel 11, and I was in Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, but I didn't really watch it. So.
You know, Beto, I was on Channel 11 on Sunday. For
yeah,
Roscoe's.
We know. Shocker.
At Roscoe's.
Way to call in a San Diego favor.
Right. Well, I wasn't really a favor. I didn't call in. I didn't ask them
Cappy,
to be on.
Come on.
Why do I want to be on TV on a Sunday afternoon?
Why do I want to be on TV? You and Steve Mason begging to be on TV, man.
No, it's actually, I mean.
All the people that Kyle Kyle Kraska can call in L.A.?
Yeah.
It just happens that they call you?
Well, yeah.
The guy who doesn't live in L.A., who just happened to... How would he know that you're even at the game?
Maybe he follows him on social media.
Well, no. He calls because he's like, hey, I've known you for 20 years.
Yeah, come to the studio in L.A.
Right, and I said to him, I go, dude, I'm not coming to the studio in L.A. He's like, well, you can do it from home. I'm like, well, the thing is, I'm going to go to the Rams game. So by 5:30 p.m., I don't know where I'm going to be.
But and then I was like, everybody knows that Steve Mason is Mr. Ram. How come they didn't call Steve Mason?
Because he probably doesn't have the relationship.
I mean,
is it really that uncommon to go, hey, a buddy of mine's on the radio. It's probably good to promote, you know, me on TV.
I would say, all I know is if I am a guy who's the main anchor and I'm going to look for somebody who represents L.A.
Yeah.
Rams in the
yeah.
radio market, I'm going Steve Mason.
Yeah, but I'm not representing the Rams in the L.A. radio market. I'm just a guest.
Then you went on talking about the Rams, right?
I'm just a guest. I talked about the Rams. I talked about the Lakers. I talked about the things we talk about here on
Oh, 7-7. You did a whole segment on sports.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about Rams.
No.
Well, explain that, bro. All you did was put, look at me at Roscoe's.
Look at me.
Here I am. Give me my street cred.
Yeah. Look at all this butter.
Give me my cred. I'm over here hanging out with the big bosses from ESPN in Bristol.
Yeah. Look at all this butter on this. On this.
I just want to know which tourist took you there.
Which tourist?
Yeah.
You mean the person who took me there is not a local?
That group who you were with had to be somebody from out of town.
Okay. Again, I will just say this. That person is probably 10 to 15 feet away from where you are right now.
Oh, it's one of the executives that I don't know here. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody with an office.
Actually, you do know this executive.
Nah, they don't know me.
Yeah, no, they know you.
Well, they should. They better sign the check, bro.
They do. They know you.
Mm-hmm, as Laura would say.
That's what you need to know. It's being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Yeah, but as far as like wrestlers, I do know the Mexican ones.
Yeah.
I that's all I got. Like Pedro Aguayo, who's from my hometown in Zacatecas, and Blue Demon, the guys with the mask.
I was going to say Blue Demon.
That's about it.
Well, that's what I was saying, Lindsay. I was like, if it would only be the only guy I would know would be Goldberg, if I only know the Jewish wrestlers. It's the only guy I got, you know?
You don't even know who Mark Henry is? The world's strongest man?
Yeah, giant dude. I mean, massive dude.
It's huge.
Mark Henry.
Nah.
You don't know. All right, hey, Beto, listen, we're going to get to Sliwa coming up in a few minutes. But before we do, let me get your opinion on this, because everybody has got one, certainly. What do you think about Russ now as a sixth man, as a coming off the bench guy? Is he all of a sudden really going to become the role player that the Lakers want and need him to be? Or is he all of a sudden going to get upset and, you know, he's got a hamstring problem? Where do you come down on all this?
About time he accepts this. This is where he belongs, in the six-man role, coming off the bench, because Sunday when I was watching that game, they sure did look a lot different when he has that boost of energy off the bench with his hamstrings right. It takes a while for you to check your ego to say, okay, this is what I got to do. And you have to evolve as a player, as a host. Whatever you do, you're no longer 24, 25 years old. Your game changes, right? And him off the bench with that second unit, I mean, that's something that Darvin Ham has been preaching, right? He's been talking about it. And I think guys are going to buy in. I didn't like the way that they celebrated like it was game 7 on Sunday. But that's also a show of how much they respect Darvin Ham, because Ham used to be the player assistant who would show up at 4 o'clock not too long ago, where he was the one rebounding for the players and the development coming through. And seeing him get that victory, it's good to see. And he can get these guys to buy in because they trust him. But it's up to Russ to really say, you know what? Check. Come in. This is what you want me to do. Let's do it. If he does that, it's a completely different season.
All right, let's do this. So earlier today, Lindsay has sound from today's shoot-around.
Yesterday's shoot-around.
Oh, it's yesterday's. Okay. Tell me this. Is this going to be one of these times where there's like a microphone in the player's face and there's tons of basketballs being dribbled in the background and you can't understand a word he says?
Yeah, but you can understand what he's saying, though. You can understand it.
You can. All right. Here's Russell Westbrook at yesterday's shoot-around.
Okay.
Talking about coming off the bench. Let's hear what he says, and then we'll decide if we buy it or we're not buying it. Go ahead and play it.
And I'm in a position to be able to help my teammates and make them better. It's beneficial for everybody, in my opinion. And my job is to find ways to keep making a team better, whatever that is needed at that night, whether it's assistance, scoring, rebounding, defending. I'm a person that prides myself on doing everything each and every night, and I want to be able to have that trickle-down effect on the guys that I'm on the floor with.
All right. What do you think? I mean, here he is. He's saying all the right stuff, isn't he?
He doesn't tell you what you want to hear, does he?
I don't know. What'd you want to hear?
No, I'm saying it's rhetorical. Does he tell you what you want to hear? No. He tells you exactly how he feels all the time.
Oh,
he'll be combative with reporters if he doesn't like your question. So I right there believe what Russell is saying. It's a different tune from anything he's had all season long.
I so badly want him to like stick it to everybody. I cheer for an underdog, you know, and he has become an unlikable underdog, but I want to see him flip the script and become a likable, productive guy in a role who's a really great teammate who can do what other guys like Dwight Howard once did, where he kind of, you know, put his ego off to the side and became a role player. What Carmelo Anthony did at a latter part of his career, not necessarily last year with the Lakers, but in Portland.
Lamar Odom?
Yeah, I'd love to see.
Remember when Lamar Odom got sent to the bench? I was covering the team at the time, and he was anti, and accepted it once it got really explained to him what his role was going to be. And think about Russ. You would get along with him, Cap. This is why you would get along with him.
Tell me.
Because you believe so much in yourself and in your ability that you feel like you're going to figure it out, right? You might have guys telling you, hey, do it this way, it might be easier, or do it this way, do that way. But until you yourself realize what you need to do, you're not going to change because you're stubborn, right? But you also believe that your talent is what's gotten you here. Because, Scott, you're not a successful radio host for so many years because you listen to everybody and every single program director. You did your way, and you're getting to where you're going to be because of you. You've had some help along the way, but at the end of the day, it's the person in the mirror. That's the same attitude that Russell Westbrook has. Having known him when he was at UCLA, a little bit in high school, stuff like that, and just even being around him a couple years, I mean, we don't know each other, but knowing his attitude, it's always been the same. He just wants to win, but he also feels that his approach is what's best for him.
And I think
you're
right.
And it can be detrimental to the teams. Absolutely. We've seen teams where he's gone. But at the end of the day, when he buys in and you get it the right way, it can help for everybody.
But I think you're right that he will buy Darvin Ham, whereas last year he did not buy Frank Vogel. And I think that Darvin Ham, who he is, where he's from, the life he's had to live, the basketball life that he's had to live to get to where he is, I think he's got the resume, the life resume, to get Russ to respect him. Here's what Darvin Ham said. Let's play this before we get to Sliwa. Here's what Darvin said about Russ coming off the bench. Take a listen to this.
I love it. It's easier to tell someone to slow down than to speed up. And, you know, he understands, like, in certain situations where, you know, also late in the game where we got the ball and he made sure we slowed down, got organized, and got what we wanted. But no, I love it. I love it. I want him to come out with that mentality. But for the most part, I want him to be like a bat out of hell, man. Just flying up and down the court, bouncing off of people, attacking the basket relentlessly. I think that's his comfort zone, and that's where we want him to stay.
All right. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You heard from Russ. You heard from Darvin Ham. Coming up, you're going to hear from Sliwa. Sliwa's got the pregame show coming up, and we're taking you all the way up till 6 o'clock. Lakers-Pelicans. Sliwa with a full Laker report next on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's going on, everybody? It's Sedano and Cap. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Beto Duran is in studio for Sedano, who's out on assignment. And we're going to talk to Slee coming up in a matter of moments. Beto, you ready to talk to Slee?
Stay ready, man.
All right, beautiful. Slee's on the line. Let's catch up and see what's going on tonight as the Lakers welcome the Pelicans to Crypto.com Arena. Hi, Slee.
What's going on, folks?
How are we doing?
Wait, are you in the arena?
Yeah.
And you're on your cell phone?
Yes.
Man.
What do you think you should do, Beto?
I mean, you can't come hang out with us in the studio?
So
I'm just saying.
I could have actually probably made it in time, but Coach talks in about a half hour.
Slee, well, you should know better than to play my hijinks, man. Go ahead. What up, Alan?
What's going on, Beto?
Slee, so Coach is going to talk in 30 minutes, huh? And we just played some sound about what he wants out of Russ. We played some sound that Russ is, you know, accepting this role and he wants to do what's best for the team. Slee, are we buying all this?
So I will give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'll buy it. And I'll tell you why. And it's such a short sample size. Literally, he's come off the bench for two games. But, Cap, I'm not kidding. It's been a year and six games that he's been a part of the Lakers. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but for the first time, I actually feel like he has a role that he's comfortable in, that it looks right, that he maybe has bought in a very short period of time of like, hey, I could kind of be myself. I'm still going to get starter minutes. And the team actually really needs me here. So I'd feel a lot more comfortable if we're sitting here 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, and he has 15 games under his belt coming off the bench. But I know they're saying all the right things, and now it's, you know, we'll see if he can embrace it. But he really did look comfortable for two straight games. And I don't remember saying that at any point last year and so far through those first six games.
Yeah, I think for me, Beto, I wonder what you think, but I saw him for the first time in a year and six games smile. I saw him for the first time in a year and six games raise his hands to the crowd and say, come on, everybody, get into it. I saw Russ play happy. Charles Barkley said that you stole the joy of the game, you stole the joy of life from him. I actually saw him with a big old smile on his face. That, to me, is giving me some optimism that Russ understands what's best for him and for the team.
So, Kat, let me go a little further on that one. When you said that you saw him kind of interacting with the crowd, so where we sit for the games, we're on the top of the 100 section, and just right between the end of 100 and the start of 200. And when he turned over, there was, you know, the attention was on the other side of the floor, and Russ turned over kind of in our direction and kind of gave this, I think I'm going to try to get the crowd up. I have no idea how they're going to respond. And the crowd was like, yeah, we're into this. And then he turns to another side of another section. And it's kind of the same thing. It's not even just Russ. I mean, it's Laker fans too. It's like, there was so much excitement that Russ was coming to the Lakers. And here's somebody who was born and raised in Los Angeles, went to UCLA. And you really haven't had any moment where, you know, you've sat back and said, wow, this is looks great. So, that moment that you're talking about specifically, whatever that felt like on TV, being here at the arena, I'm telling you, the Laker fans, it looked like it felt good for them just to kind of embrace a moment that they haven't had too many moments to embrace.
All right, Slee in the house.
Slee,
bringing up the pregame show, top of the hour. Me and Beto in right now, though, for Sedano and Cap. Well,
sorry, Cap, for stepping on you right there, man.
Not stepping on me at all. I'm just resetting.
No. You're the professional. I'm sorry about that, man. Slee, what's up with LeBron? Simple as that. When you walk around him, is he cool with you?
Bron is very very businesslike. Very businesslike. And, you know, to be honest with you, I haven't had too much interaction just merely for the fact that when they're doing the stuff post-game, I'm in the studio. When a lot of the practices are going on, for the most part, Travis and myself are doing the show. But I think he always has. It seems like it, right? Like, good interaction with the reporters, good interaction with everybody. Are you noticing something that I'm not picking up on?
I'm just, how does he treat Alan Sliwa? That's what I want to know.
The Alan Sliwa, definitely, I'm pretty sure I'm not anywhere on his mind. I think he's got a lot of the things to be concerned about.
Because so, you know this, he's very professional, right? He's very calculated. He's very, he's going to get his message out there. But, you know, when you're around him, and you can pick up on different things. I'm just curious about that.
I tell you this, Beto. I think there is definitely no question about it. That relationship specifically with, I would say, more of those beat writers or someone like John, you know, who Ireland's traveling with the team, something like that. I think he has good relationships with a lot of the people that are around day to day. And I feel like his perception behind the scenes is not that much different than his perception in front of a camera. That, yes, he is businesslike, but he seems personable, if that's the best way to put it.
Hey, Slee, what's going to happen tonight with AD? You know, he, in the last game, that back started to act up, and after the game, because he, listen, I saw AD say, I'm staying in, coach. I'm sacrificing. I'll play hurt. So he's had a couple of days to rehab. Any expectation on what we're going to see tonight out of AD?
So I don't know if, you know, he's listed as questionable. So when coach does talk, he might do the thing that he did last game and say, hey, where he's going to go through his routine in the pregame, and he'll be a game time decision. And they don't have to really say anything until a half hour before tip off. Look, I'm going to lean towards, I think he plays, and this is just me looking at the Lakers situation, looking at their 1-5. New Orleans is a good team. They blew out the Clippers on Sunday. They beat them by 20-plus, and that was without Brandon Ingram. I know Kawhi's not going for the Clippers, but can you really dig yourself this 2-8 type of start or this 5-15 type of start? I don't think they can. The bad news for Anthony Davis, bad news for the Lakers, is the Pelicans are, you know, their big men, Zion and Jonas Valanciunas, they're bangers. They like, they want physicality, and that's obviously not AD's game. And AD can maybe get by against Jokic because Jokic is not a banger. He's not going to have that luxury tonight if he does go against the Pelicans, but hopefully he's in that lineup. You're right, Cap, grimacing almost every time in the last game up and down the floor, but he powered through it. We'll see after a couple of days rest if he could do it again.
Slee, I want to change subjects with you, if you don't mind here. I know you're probably focusing in on the Lakers, but I got to change subjects, if you don't mind. You good with that?
Okay. Oh, sure. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Right, what are you doing?
So today I'm driving around, and I'm listening to Travis and Slee, and I came in mid-conversation, so I need a little detail. Did something happen to your driver's side rear view mirror on your car?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, so I didn't know if this is a thing, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. The driver's side rear view mirror was stolen off of my car. Someone actually took the mirror, and then the wires that, you know, you move the mirror left, right, whatever the case is, they cut them. So I don't know what's going on here.
I just know that
there's a pretty hefty bill waiting for me at Lexus Santa Monica, and I'll be there to pick up my car tomorrow.
Because that mirror is expensive.
It's actually kind of comical how expensive it is. Not funny to my bank account, but funny in the sense of would think like, oh, hey, no big deal. Couple hundred dollars. No, if they cut the wires, it's a whole new thing, so they got to replace the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. So, when I heard you talking about this, you have no idea, Slee. So I think I may have told this story on the air. Beto, you'll love this. My car was parked on a street, on a tight street. This drunk driver came down the street, like pinballing back and forth down the street, hitting cars. This woman hit my driver's side mirror, blasted the glass off, but the glass landed in the street. So I picked it up because it still had the wires connected to it, and it's all like spider webbed. But I took it to a guy, and he replugged it in, and he put it back on, and I'm too cheap to go buy a new mirror, and I don't have the time and the bandwidth to go try and chase this person's insurance down to get them to pay for it.
Yeah, it's
so
just
I'm
easier.
Literally driving around with a broken mirror.
You got a broken mirror right now, Cap?
Right, that's right.
What kind of car? Is it a luxury car or a regular car?
No, it's like a, I don't know, like a 2019 like little Cadillac SUV.
Oh, we could get that. We can get that. Cap, we get that for you, Cap. Cap, put that in the community. Somebody's going to get you a mirror. Don't worry.
Yo, I wanted to go to a junkyard and buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got you.
I was ready. And I'm with you. I explored every option. This wasn't a knee-jerk, let me just go right to the dealership. This was the only option, real option left. But I was with you. I was ready to go get that mirror that I have in the shower that they say doesn't fog, but it fogs every time. I was ready to just tape that bad boy on there and just keep it going.
Yeah, dude. I'm too cheap to buy myself a new one. I tell myself I'm too busy to chase this person's insurance down, even though I spoke to the sheriffs and they told me who she was and what her insurance company was and everything else. They arrested her. So I'm driving around with a broken mirror right now. And by the way, I'm teaching a 15-year-old who's almost 16 who's about to get her driver's license. I'm teaching her how to use a broken mirror on a car, Beto.
Good. You got to learn the way to suffer, man. How dare they drive an SUV? Luxury with heated seats. How dare they learn like that?
Yeah.
Tough. Right. Tough streets.
All right, Slee, what do you think, man? Lakers going to win tonight or what?
AD play and tough game. Tough game. Pelicans are better than you think.
Yeah.
I'll just go and be optimistic and say Lakers by three. Let's get our second win of the year.
Yeah. Look at you, very optimistic. Yeah. Even though they're the dogs today by 3.5. Hey, Slee, I watched Zion on Sunday. Sat right behind the Pelicans bench. Pay attention to him. He is such a fun trash talker. Because the way he was talking trash, some of the guys for the Clippers, just rolling their eyes. He does not stop chirping. I like that. So pay attention to that tonight.
How'd he look, by the way?
He's huge.
The game or the highlights.
Slee, go down there when he's warming up. Go when he's warming up and the back. He is huge. He's massive.
This guy's a tank.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
All right, Slee, have a great broadcast tonight. Everybody's going to be listening, and we'll talk to you, and we'll all be listening to you tomorrow as well. Alan Sliwa from Crypto.com Arena. Yes, sir. And good luck with that mirror.
Poor guy. He already paid.
Too cheap, man. I'm too cheap, but I am. I'm with you, Beto. I'm looking at it. I want somebody who's got a junkyard. He's got a mirror.
The community right there. Exactly. Yep. Somebody just said, go over there on Cesar Chavez. Someone will take care of you.
Okay.
Got you, man.
Thank you, brother.
All you got to do is put it out in the universe, man. The circle will take care of you, Cap.
Well, to that
Tus
point.
Tus hermanos got you, man.
To that point, I am putting something into the universe. I want to tell you about it when we return, but it's something that's very, very important. Radio Tinder is around the corner, and then I am putting something into the universe, Beto, that I need to get your opinion on.
Thanks, Christopher. I always hate when he doesn't make an open because then we don't get to jam
I love
to
it.
One of
I
like,
love
the
it.
Cool, the cool TV show. Theme songs, but that's okay.
I love it.
All right, so Beto, you were not here, but maybe you were listening last week when I mentioned that I am in need of a new mattress.
Okay.
I did some research, and I think I'm going to get one of these cool Nectar memory foam mattresses.
You actually tweeted to Sedano last night about
Correct.
Getting a mattress.
Right, because he was doing like a, my flight was delayed, so ask me questions for the next 15 minutes, yeah. So I asked him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I put it out there on Twitter last night, like you said, asking people, like, is memory foam, like, what do you think about memory foam? So, thank you to all of the people who responded. But, you know, they're super expensive, like over $2,000.
Whoa!
So, just trying to do some crowdsourcing here. Okay. I will ask you guys, is memory foam where it's at? Swipe left or swipe right? Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say memory foam is not where it's at.
Okay,
reason
you're the first
being,
person to say that, by the way.
Well, here's why. You ready? I've never laid on one.
Ah, then you can't.
Right. So, I mean, I can't give you an endorsement that, yeah, it's
but
awesome.
But you also can't say no.
That's true.
Well, I know, but the question
you
is
you can say,
swipe
I don't know.
Right.
You should abstain from the swiping.
Well, the reason I'm not going to abstain is because I'm going to give you an additional concept.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I'm going to suggest to you to make a comparison between the memory foam and the Tempur-Pedic.
Well, I think Tempur-Pedic is just the name brand for memory foam, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's a completely separate brand.
Well, memory foam is like a generic term for the, you know, like you put your hand into the foam and then you lift your hand up and you still got a handprint there. Like, I think that Tempur-Pedic is like the name brand for that type of mattress is what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But
okay.
I think that you should walk into a bed store and you should say, I want to sleep on the Tempur-Pedic. I want to try the Tempur-Pedic mattress. And then say, now show me memory foam. And then you can make a decision. So I can't give you an endorsement on memory foam. I can give you an endorsement on Tempur-Pedic.
I'm going to swipe. Which one do I want? If I like it.
Right is yes.
Give me right. I have the expensive memory foam for my neck because I got those neck issues. And
my rich friend Beto right there.
I will spend on good stuff. All right. I have neck issues, so a good pillow is a must. Especially, you know, Scott, you're gonna get older one day. You're gonna understand this.
Well,
so,
ask Lindsay. She hurt my knees just the other day.
Oh
when
my
I stood
god.
Up.
It went
Yeah. So I have it. I have that rich friend pillow guy. So I will spend money on that. It's amazing because when I'm in a hotel, oh, it's brutal when I come home. You see the difference. And Lindsay, I've had the expensive mattress, the memory foam. Get it.
So Bossa Manda just weighed in and says, I have a Nectar mattress and I love it.
Absolutely. You're getting older. Take care of your body, woman.
Well, I mean, again, my bed that I have now.
I mean, I don't even know how old you are, but do it. It's preventive maintenance.
Well, that's the thing. Is like my bed that I have now, it's a nice bed and it was really expensive. It was like $3,000 when I got it.
Do it.
But it's like 10, maybe 12 years old. And so when I was talking to my doctor about like waking up like achy all the time, she was like, well, maybe it's time for a new mattress. Have you thought about that? And I was just like, no, I have not thought about that, but that is a great suggestion.
Don't go cheap on a good mattress and a good pair of dress shoes.
Well, I have a lot of good pairs of dress shoes, but the mattress, yeah. Like I said, I've just never, it was a nice mattress, but I've never gotten like the memory foam one before. Like I just, you know, it's gotten a lot more popular over the
past year. Spend the money. Like Jose Delatorre said, Lindsay got a Murphy bed like Sliwa. Yeah.
This is all happening in the YouTube chat right now.
It's fun. And the YouTube chat is on fire,
dude,
man.
I love the YouTube chat.
None of these dudes in the YouTube chat are ever seeing my bed. Let's just say that.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey, listen, all I know about this, that the YouTube chat for me,
it's funny,
actually happens faster than the circle of trust.
Yeah. I haven't gone to the circle today.
I know. See, yeah. I want to get everybody from the circle to come over on the YouTube chat because when we're YouTube chatting,
it's
this
fun.
Is happening in real time, kind of.
But yeah. Cap, to your point about the Tempur-Pedic,
no way.
It says that it's they're made from viscoelastic foam, and that's the exact same thing that the Nectar mattress is made of. So to my point, I think it's like a name brand situation where
it's the
same concept. There's just different brands of that type of
like when you say, oh, Kleenex, but
exactly,
it's really tissue.
But it's tissue, right. All right, right.
I don't know, man. All I know is I've had this Tempur-Pedic for a long time, and this mattress is still bomb.
So you do have a memory foam bed.
I don't know.
Of course,
if I do.
He advertised on radio station. You know he got one.
No, no, I got one. I got one when I was advertising for it years ago, and I'm too cheap to go buy a new one. It's true, Beto.
Beto,
oh, right,
baby,
one.
You're the best, Cat.
So the Phillies won game three of the World Series, not with a bang, but with a series of bangs, as the home team hit 5 home runs in a 7-0 blowout of the Astros. Well, two bettors benefited greatly off the home run derby. One placed a $100 bet that all 4 of Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Rhys Hoskins, and Brandon Marsh would all go deep, and that was a plus 100,000 bet.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And that paid out a whopping $100,100. So then in New Jersey, another bettor put $1,000 on Marsh and Schwarber to go yard. That netted that guy about $66,000.
Damn.
Wow.
So have you guys ever won like a crazy long shot bet or a crazy parlay bet? Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
I'm going to go right. So a couple years ago, heavyweight champion Andy Ruiz, he was a big underdog when he knocked out Anthony Joshua.
Right, yeah.
And in my circle of trust, degenerate group chat where we bet on everything, we saw the odds. I'm like, you know what? We know Andy's trainers to eat that a little bit. You know what? Why not? So we pulled together a good chunk of money because the odds were there. We bet the knockout. Oh, yeah. The group chat was on fire. We had some filet mignon crappy. We got mariscos. We got banda. We were having a good old time. But it wasn't like money crazy like that. But each of us made a good amount of money because we bet the KO.
Yeah.
And by betting the KO and the odds of that, that's when Andy Ruiz was nobody, sleeping on the couch at Pico Rivera. Mm-hmm. And he knocked him out. So we won a bunch of money on that. But crazy, 100,000? Nah, something like that. Those are real gamblers.
Well, not only that, but I mean, think about it. It takes a lot of guts to bet $1,000 on
two
guys hitting a home run, right? I mean, that's not like, hey, who's going to win? I feel really strongly that the Rams are going to beat the Buccaneers. Lindsay, I'll swipe right. I had one really big bet that I hit. Beto, you'll appreciate this.
Pick six, baby.
I hit a pick six. I hit a pick six, and I think about probably like, let's say 10 of us or 12 of us all put in like $100. So the ticket was, let's say, you know, $1,200, $1,300 for the ticket. And I think the pick six that day paid like 40 or 50 grand. And so my $100 turned into like $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
where'd you hit it at?
At Del Mar.
Oh, it's Trevor Denman calling your name?
Yeah. Only pick six of my life, dude.
That's the best.
I once bet, and the fight was, let's see, it was Bud Crawford versus Sean Porter.
Uh-huh.
And I did one of those. I asked Kevin Ioli, who's like, you know, I used to work with him at Yahoo. He's like the betting, the boxing reporter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's going to happen in this? And he was like, oh, I think it's going to be like later round knockout. And I bet like 10th round, you know, you could pick like the round where they knock them out in. I put $100 on 10th round knockout and I won.
Yeah.
And it was
thousand.
Like, yeah, I won like $3,000. It was awesome.
I got a really hard time betting on fights because, you know, Beto, 2 years ago when I was in Vegas for a Canelo fight, he told us all, he's like, I'll have this thing wrapped up by the 8th round. So I bet like, you know, knockout 5, 6, 7, 8 or whatever. And the fight went the distance and he won by decision. So I was really bummed.
Is that when you guys broke up?
That's pretty much when we broke up. No. It was that the Sunday night dinner. Is when we broke up after the fight Saturday night, you know.
Hey, he's back in San Diego. Have you talked to him?
I haven't.
You didn't hear about that, Beto?
No, I've heard. I've heard both sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did he say?
Well, let's get into that. Let's get into that after I finish Radio Tinder real quick.
Because he's still mad at me, I know.
Yeah. I got one more.
What you got?
All right, so Jake Paul's fight versus Anderson Silva apparently did not sell well.
Oh.
On the latest episode of his Impulsive podcast, Jake revealed that not only didn't he make any money, he lost millions in promoting this fight. He believes that the fight sold somewhere between 200 and 300,000 and says that with Halloween, World Series, Sunday football, it's a bad time of year to fight, but he wanted to get it in by the end of the year. So Paul will likely fight Nate Diaz or Tommy Fury next, which is expected to do much better pay-per-view wise. Are you guys surprised that Jake Paul's fight versus Anderson Silva did not do well? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left, I believe, and say that I'm not surprised. I think that's the right direction to swipe on this.
You got it.
So here's the thing. He's right. There was so much going on Saturday night in sports that I never considered Jake Paul versus, was it Anderson Silva? Is that who you said you fought?
Yep.
Right. And I read about it the next day that he won Jake Paul, which I was surprised by. I'm not really sure I'm buying it. Like, the previous fights, I definitely believed. This one, I'm like, really? Like, Silva couldn't beat him even though he's 47 years old and even though he wasn't a boxer, he was an MMA fighter? Really?
A lot of people thought that it was fixed.
Well,
yeah, there's all these conspiracies, the way you slow it down, the black glove and, you know, the grassy knoll, everything else, the way it happened.
I mean, they were, like, hanging out, like, chumming, like being best friends, like a couple days before the fight, dancing together and stuff.
Anderson's the nicest man.
Right.
He's super nice.
And
Brazilian.
Not only that, like there's rumors that he's going to join Jake Paul's promotion after this fight. So what better way to like promote him and make him like seem legit than to knock him out? Let him knock him out.
Well, I just think that my point is that he's right. I mean, there was a lot of college football Saturday night. There was a lot of, you know, there was a World Series game. There were other major sporting events happening. And I just feel like that one got lost in it all. Not that it's a major sporting event.
Yeah, swipe left. I agree with you. There was a lot going on. A lot of boxing going on, too. There was a Lomachenko fought on Saturday.
And UFC,
Golden Boy, we had a fight. UFC had a fight. And it was a Showtime pay-per-view against a 47-year-old MMA fighter. So, and you're right. They were chummy. It wasn't like, oh, they're going to hate each other. Now, Nate Diaz, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's going to be a different story. But, yeah it's not surprising it didn't sell well.
God, I hope Nate Diaz beats him. I mean, I would love to see somebody finally knock his block off. Like, that's the only reason I would ever watch Mayweather fights. It's like, somebody please beat him.
And that's why you're watching. But you're going to do that when somebody that you know can actually do it.
Yeah. You always hope for the knockout, Cappy? Rooting for that?
I was always rooting against Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Because he was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty boring against, like, Conor McGregor. That's, like, the last...
carrying him,
you know. Yeah, that was awful. Like, I don't want to see anything like that ever again. If that's what these like celebrity / MMA boxing fights are going to be, I don't want to see that anymore. It was boring.
Didn't somebody else on that card fight and beat like oh god, what was the running back's name? Le'Veon Bell beat up Adrian Peterson, but didn't Le'Veon Bell lose?
He fought recently. He fought.
Le'Veon Bell fought on that card and he got knocked out
by an MMA fighter, right?
Yeah, yeah, bad. But and it was a quick too. Like my friend and I turned it on, and like we just turned it on, and we looked away for 1 second, and all of a sudden he was down on the ground, and he was like, I think he got him knocked out by like a 19-year-old MMA fight who only has like 2 professional fights. It was crazy.
I felt like I thought there was more of a name guy.
I mean, he was like the bigger name on that one, on this one over the weekend.
Yeah. All right, well, there you have it. There's Radio Tinder for you, people. There you go. Beto, I'm going to put something into the universe, and I want to know what you think about what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
We've been good so far, Cap. You and I, we haven't argued. I haven't sighed much. Are you going to finish strong, or are you going to give me something that's off the wall?
Probably something that's off the wall.
All right, let me stretch.
Probably so.
Oh, jamming.
Old school right here.
Work it, Cap.
It's close to midnight. Can you do the dance?
No.
Come on, yes you can.
I don't dance, bro.
Hey, did you see Myles Garrett doing the dance today?
Yes.
During the game Monday night?
Now Myles Garrett can dance.
It was awesome.
You got to know what you are, Cap. I know I cannot dance.
I mean, I can't really dance either, but I
can. Yeah, you
like,
can. Oh, no, like, you move, though.
You know, I mean, but like, I think I can dance.
No, exactly. See, I know I can't dance, so I won't. But you think you can move. And, right. And believing in yourself is all that matters.
Right, and then sometimes I'll give you that Michael Jackson kick, then I'll throw in the moonwalk, and then I'll give you the point. And
yeah,
the
oh,
head,
yeah.
The whole head thing.
The overbite? You got that, bro.
I
you
will do
have that,
that
locked
overbite?
In.
I will do that.
You know
for
what's
you.
Going on.
Yeah. I do throw in the overbite, too. I do. I admit it.
I see you right there on the other. Oh, man.
YouTube realizes that I'm getting down.
Yeah. Oh, you just did the point at me right now.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm pointing right at you, Beto. I'm pointing right at you.
Oh, I should be looking. This is fun. Doing the show on YouTube is actually fun because now you have to actually pay attention to it. If the cameras were a little bit lower, it'd be better for us. That way we don't just look here. But this is fun, man. I'm glad the social media team hung around for us. I paid attention to the best show on the station.
There you go.
Yeah, I said it. I ain't coming back anyway, so I said it.
All right, Beto, I'm putting.
What are you gonna do to get me mad right now? We've
been
so good all
I know,
day, man.
I know, but I'm probably gonna get you mad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Beto, when I get off the air here in a few minutes, and we hand off the Sliwa and the Laker pregame show, and everybody gets prepared for Lakers Pelicans tonight, I have a very, very important task, an errand, if you will, that I must immediately go run.
Okay.
Because if I don't go do this, I'm going to forget. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be here fetching, all right, that I forgot to do it, and I'm going to be begging somebody to go run an errand for me, and then Laura's going to get all upset with me, and she's going to be like, what, is he your gopher? And I'm like, no, it's not like that, but I get it, all right? So I'm going to try and do something tonight, as soon as we get off the air, that must be done. Do you want to guess what that is?
Get Rachel dinner?
No, but I'm going to have to do that also. So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Mandy. Okay. All right, what else? Oh, you got to go get something for your kid. That's
no.
What you got to do.
No.
You
no,
got to go buy your lotto ticket.
You got it, Lindsay Baseball. You got it, Hungarian Heat. You got it, Double H.
Oh, which hood are you going to go to?
Well, you
because
see,
I heard your theory the other day that
right.
You can't buy them in rich neighborhoods.
Well, right, my theory
because there's
was,
no liquor stores in the rich neighborhoods.
Right,
man.
My whole theory is that if you buy your lottery ticket in a predominantly affluent neighborhood, your likelihood of winning is zero.
Do they even sell lottery tickets in Del Mar or wherever you live?
They do.
We're at Albertsons.
Fact. They do. No, I think there's like a bunch of little family owned and operated. Liquor store types.
Is there
I mean?
A Bluebird liquor in your hood?
I don't think there's a Bluebird. I don't think so.
You know what Bluebird is, right?
No, I don't know what
Bluebird liquor is a liquor store in Hawthorne that has sold multiple winning lottery tickets.
Really?
And so if you're a member of the news, you're like, hey, we need to get a long line of people buying lottery tickets, you go to Bluebird liquor down in Hawthorne, and that's where like, oh, everybody's lined up for hours here.
Okay. I'm going to go buy, I think I'm actually going to stop at a few different places.
Oh, spread the wealth.
Now,
okay.
Now, here's the thing. Lindsay came up with a good idea yesterday because Laura, can you explain to Beto what your theory is on buying lottery tickets?
I mean,
dímelo.
Like I said, it's never.
Why do you get the hand up like this?
Saying, she's, okay.
Everybody's seeing it on YouTube,
go ahead,
Beto.
Laura.
Everybody's
go
seeing
ahead,
it.
Laura.
She
but
got
anyway.
The best angle because she got the cool board on
I'm
her.
Just
I mean, it's
saying.
Cool.
So my mom, my boyfriend, and I thought about this. My mom's like, hey, I'm in West Covina, so let me handle the 626 IE. I'll get some tickets out here. I got LA, and then my boyfriend has the OC. So we just
oh, that's
of,
smart. Okay, spread of, it
and
out.
And
good,
my
good,
friend
good.
Has the AV. Oh,
okay, so Antelope Valley. All right, mm-hmm. Good. 661 taken care of. All right, smart. I like your style.
Yeah.
Okay, so Laura has spread it out. She's mm-hmm. got OC, LA,
she got it all covered.
IE. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I have to do is I have to get my kids, Beto.
Oh, forget it.
One is in West Virginia, but I think he's going to go next door
no
to Ohio.
No chance your kid's going to listen to you.
Probably not.
No.
A daughter in Idaho.
Nope.
And a daughter in Louisiana, because this is not a California
thing. Which one's the old
thing.
Daughter?
The one at Boise.
Boise, that's the old one? She'll do it.
Yeah, she will probably do it. Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
So the $1.2 billion lottery drawing that happens tomorrow, I got to go get my tickets. Lindsay, you've already got yours, or do you not have yours for tomorrow?
I don't. I was going to go after the show. Beto and I were going to go after the show.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Oh, okay.
We're
so good.
We're just going to like scooter over to the 7-Eleven, I guess.
Cappy, you got to go on the other side of the 5.
Okay.
Other side of the 5 freeway.
Okay, I need to be on the east side of the 5.
Yes.
That's why
you
they call me east side Cappy.
No. But you got to go inlet. You got to go maybe like Vista, somewhere around there. Esco, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Mm.
You got to get away from wherever you
are. Your area.
Really?
If there's a beach in your neighborhood, you got to get away from it.
You ain't winning,
bro. Okay. But wait a second.
If your neighborhood...
That was my whole philosophy. My whole philosophy was you can't buy in what is considered an affluent area.
That's what I'm telling you. And you're in the affluent area. You're rich cap. Get away from there. Get on the other side of the 5.
That's why I meant to go buy tickets the other day when I was getting done at Roscoe's.
So,
but didn't happen for me.
No. Go to a liquor store.
I'm going to a liquor store.
Yeah.
I don't care what neighborhood.
You know
what?
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna support my little tiendita right there, and I'll go buy them there.
That's right? How you have to do it, right?
Yeah.
That's what he wants. That's what he wanted to do, but he probably don't got a tiendita next.
There's no chance.
I do have one. I do have a tiendita.
You do? What's a tiendita si. Called?
No, that's si. Yeah. Do you even know what a tiendita is, Kat?
I don't. I don't know.
A little liquor store. It's like, you've heard it. A bodega.
A bodega, yeah.
That's the cool term now.
Oh, really? Bodega is now the cool term?
It's people from New York trying to make it in LA, but it's not happening. Anyway, okay. That's another story for another day. A little liquor store, Cap.
Okay, I'm going.
And if there's like a Virgin, the Virgen de Guadalupe mural on the side, mm-hmm. that's where you're buying, Cap.
Okay.
Ooh, there's a good one.
All right, if there's a mural on the side of the liquor store, mm-hmm. you got to buy it.
Okay.
Cap, so are you going by yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Why? I was just asking because I feel like this is something that you should like film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's not a terrible idea.
Hey, and whatever you do, don't say, hey, Eastside Cappy here. Don't say that.
Okay. Okay, I won't. But Beto, here's the thing.
Cappy, you look like you're from Vista. You can hang out like that.
Yeah, but no problem. Buying the tickets is not the issue. The issue is winning the lottery tomorrow. Okay? So like you were saying earlier about putting things out into the universe, I'm trying to, I'm trying to manifest that this $1.2 billion, after I take the one lump sum, and after taxes, we think we've formulated that it's around $400 million, Beto.
Okay.
I'm trying to manifest into the universe, bring this money to me. I want to be the winner of the billion-dollar lottery. So I'm not just buying the tickets, I'm buying the tickets because it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to win. No, I'm buying the tickets, and I'm putting it out there. Bring that money to me. What do you think about this?
Cool.
Bring it in, Cappy. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, bring it in. Bring that money in, lottery. Bring it in. Beto, do you give me any chance of putting positivity out into the universe and possibly
winning?
As
long as you're playing, you have a chance.
Facts.
That's it. That's all you need. All you need is one ticket. Are you doing quick pick, or are you picking your numbers?
I'm going to do quick pick, but I've decided also, glad you asked, that I'm going to I'm going to go in and do my own numbers as well.
Okay.
I am.
That's a lot of work. I thought about it when I got my numbers today, and I'm like, no.
I'll do like one or two with my numbers.
Cappy.
And then I'll do the quick
one. All right. For me, play this one.
All right.
867.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. 867.
53.
Uh-huh.
09.
5309867. Okay, I'll play those numbers.
All right, thanks.
I thought it's only 6.
8675309. Yeah.
8675309. You're never gonna win picking all single digits. Just
but
so you know.
But we just got ourselves a promo. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Because Cappy
you
ain't winning.
Really long and hard about that, didn't you?
Cappy's not winning, so you might as well have a promo. He's coming to work tomorrow.
I just love that Beto's like, here, write these numbers down. 867. Okay, 867. 5. And the way you broke up 53 and 09, because if you would have said 5309, everybody knows that, you know?
Except
but I was like, 867-5309. Okay, all right. Yeah. Now all of a sudden it sounds like a good song.
You know what, Cappy?
Yeah.
We need you to go and, for real, find a carniceria.
Okay.
And go in there and buy it.
Carniceria.
Carniceria.
Carnicerita.
Where would you buy carne asada?
Un taco shop?
Okay, yeah, carnicerita. Something like that. Yeah. Carniceria.
Carniceria.
So, yeah. So find one of those.
Okay.
Right? Where like they hopefully have like a deer's head on the wall, like a venadita style.
See?
And buy a quick pick there.
And then they're blasting like good
Yeah.
Banda Mila.
And if they're playing you're in.
there is a little shop nearby called Juanitas.
Perfect.
Oh,
boom.
I
there
stand.
It is. Yeah. Cappy in Juanitas.
Sí, Juanitas.
There
yes.
You go.
There you go,
Juanitas.
Cappy.
That's where I'm going to buy my ticket. Yeah.
And if Juanitas there, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy it directly from Juanita.
Yes.
That's why I can give her a big hug and say, come on, I'm putting this into the universe.
Bring it
We're
in,
do
Juanita.
This.
Bring it in, Juanita.
We are going to do this together, you and me, Juanita.
Tomorrow, I'll do that. I'm going to go La Venadita and buy a quick pick.
All right, so the lottery drawing is tomorrow night, right? It's Wednesday. It's not tonight, right?
I don't even know.
What is today? Today is Wednesday, Kat.
Today's Wednesday.
Today's a mess.
Tonight.
Oh, goodness gracious. Today's
yes,
the day?
Yes.
I am such a dumbass. But wait a second.
We've been telling.
I know, dude. You guys don't understand. In my real life, I'm having like a dadvocate situation. So, all right, I'm getting off the air.
Bye.
I'm going to buy the lottery tickets.
Bye.
I'll be winning tomorrow. We'll
Gracias.
See you guys tomorrow. Here comes Lakers basketball. Later, everybody.